USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump delivered the commencement address to graduating cadets at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The president decided to appear at the graduation ceremony as students are returning after the school was closed over concerns about the coronavirus.
Thank you, General. And hello, cadets. On behalf of our entire nation, let me say congratulations to the incredible West Point class of 2020. Congratulations. Everyone, we are here to celebrate your achievements, and great achievements they are.
The president's speech focused on congratulating the graduates and honoring the United States Army, which was established 245 years ago. The president briefly addressed the coronavirus pandemic, saying the virus came to our shores from a distant land called China. He also praised the cadets for choosing to join the armed forces. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the Magamall. TheMagamall.com. The Magamall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
Joe Biden's search for a running mate is entering the second round of vetting for a dwindling list of potential vice presidential nominees, and several black women are in strong contention. Democrats with knowledge of the process say Biden's search committee has narrowed the choices to six serious contenders. Those still in contention include Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Kamala Harris of California, as well as Susan Rice, who served as President Barack Obama's national security advisor. The former Minneapolis police officer charged with the killing of George Floyd could still receive pension benefits starting in just a few years, even if he's convicted. Pension officials in Minnesota confirmed that the ex-officer Derek Chauvin could receive more than $1 million in benefits over the next three decades. Minnesota is one of several states that has no law relinquishing or reducing pension for public employees, even if they're convicted of felonies related to their job. Chauvin faces up to 40 years behind bars if found guilty. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Wildfires are raging in Arizona, and USA's Wendy King has the story.
Hundreds of residents were forced to flee northern parts of Tucson, Arizona, with very little notice as the Bighorn Fire raged near the Catalina foothills. Forecasters said a dangerous combination of weather conditions will keep the threat high for fires like Bighorn to spread further and for new fires to ignite. Arizona has the largest concentration of ongoing wildfires across the southwestern U.S., according to the National Wildfire Coordination Group. Other notable fires across the southwest include the Elizabeth Fire and the Lime Fire, both burning in Ventura County. The Lime Fire is the bigger of the two, with the mandatory evacuations in place, according to CAL FIRE. Meteorologists say additional fire threats should happen through next week.
Amazon is reportedly removing the immensely popular 70s series The Dukes of Hazzard from its streaming library as it reviews its content offerings in the wake of racial tension. The TV series ran on CBS for 7 seasons, and it follows the adventures of Bo and Lou Duke, who create mischief in their fictional small town of Hazzard County, Georgia. The show has been criticized over the years, especially for the boys' well-known car, the General Lee, which has a Confederate flag on the roof. The move would be in line with a recent decision made by HBO Max, which removed the Oscar-winning Civil War film Gone with the Wind from its library. Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.